Magandang gabi, senyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, it is that time of year. It is our fall pledge drive here at KFAI. And just to remind to our listeners that fall pledge drive here at KFAI takes place from September the 12th through the 25th. And if you are looking to make a pledge towards the Filipino American National News, you can do so in many ways. You can do so via the phone lines at 612-375-9030. You can also do it via online at kfai.org/donate. And if you follow us here on the Filipino American National News via our multiple platforms via social media, whether it be Facebook or Instagram, you will see posts in regards to where you can donate towards the Filipino American National News. If you are new to the Filipino American National News, just a little bit history of the show here. This show is the longest running weekly Filipino content radio show in the entire United States that's been taking place weekly for over 30 plus years. We pride ourselves here on the Filipino American National News to have a diversity of guests, whether it be community leaders from within the Filipino community here in the state of Minnesota, but also just various artists, athletes, community activists on our show to give you a diverse perspective of the Filipino American experience, but also the experiences of the people from the Philippines as well. We've been lucky in the past here to interview noted Olympians like Natalie Conklin, an 8-time Olympic medalist. We've also interviewed the likes of another Olympic gold medalist, that in coaching of Miami Heat head coach Eric Spoelstra. We've also been blessed to speak with many different people from the comedy genre. We just recently completed an interview just an hour or so ago with Filipino American comedian Kevin Camilla, which you will see here on our social media platforms and will be playing next week here on the Filipino American National News. But I'd like to thank Kevin Camilla, who was here as the opening act for Sheng Wang at the Parkway Theater, as a guest that we were able to catch up on, who we had here on the Filipino American National News on October 6, 2019, as a guest. And as you all know, that was just a few months before the pandemic COVID started in 2020. So it was great to catch up with Kevin Camilla and discuss some of the things that are on the horizon for himself, as well as the tour that he's currently on with Sheng Wang. But just a reminder, our listeners, you can make a pledge towards the Filipino American National News and all the great shows here on KFEI in quite a few ways. You can do it via online at kfai.org/donate. That's kfai.org/donate. You can do it via the Filipino American National News various social media platforms by looking at our posts in regards to donating on both Facebook and Instagram. And you could also do it via the phone lines at 612-375-9030. Any contribution that you make in the name of the Filipino American National News or any of the great shows here on KFEI, we would greatly appreciate it. But for those of our listeners that aren't from the Twin Cities area and listen to us from anywhere in the United States, whether it be the Bay Area, whether it be Florida, New York. We've even had special requests coming out of the UAE in the Middle East in regards to special shout-outs to our show, as well as listeners in the Philippines as well, that we try to give you a diverse amount of content here on the Filipino American National News, a segment that we have started at the beginning of the year, was trying to tell the stories of the 10,000 lakes here in Minnesota and the over 7,000 islands of the archipelago of the Philippines that aren't always spoken on the radio airwaves. We've had the likes of Vera Ramirez Jones speak of her life as having a daughter with special needs and being a teen mother, but yet along with her husband, who was the father of all her children, who were at the time teen parents, how they were able to thrive and continue to persevere and now also have a successful career, the both of them in real estate. And we've just tried to bring just a plethora of these different kind of stories here to the Filipino American National News, just to show the diversity of the Filipino American community here in Minnesota. Minnesota is not just, as they say, flyover country, but a place where you can find a unique Filipino American community with diverse thoughts and views on many different ideas and topics out there. And we just like to thank our listeners for continuing to listen to our show as we continue to grow and bring you various contents. We've also had Liana Rojas of Let's Roar, a store that is located in Eden Prairie Center, that a portion of their profits goes towards helping individuals that have dealt with sexual assault within the military as well. And for our listeners that aren't aware, October, which is coming up next month, is Filipino American History Month. And we'll definitely try to bring you even more diverse content. Maybe this is a time where we can have the various organizations, if they're free, to come on the Filipino American National News and talk about their said nonprofit organizations. At one time, there was a hand count or an official count of 13 Filipino American based community organizations in Minnesota. I tend to believe that that number has grown in the last many years or so. But for right now, we're going to play our first song selection. It is from the group known as One Voice, and this is their song entitled Always On My Mind. And that was One Voice with their song Always On My Mind. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM. Also heard online at kfai.org. And searching the site for the Filipino American National News, and also via the KFAI app that you can find on both Google Play and the Apple Store. Just a reminder to our listeners that it is membership pledge drive here at KFAI, and any contribution you can make towards the Filipino American National News and all the phenomenal shows of great diversity that this station has, we greatly appreciate your donations. And you can do so in many ways. You can do so at 612-375-9030. You can do it online at kfai.org/donate. Or if you follow us on social media, you can find it via our post on both our Facebook and Instagram pages. But right now, we're going to head over to our community announcements. In regards to our first community announcement, this takes place next Saturday here in the Filipino community here in Minnesota. And this is the 2024 Phil Minnesotan Association Golf Tournament. This is an 18-hole, four-person scramble format, which takes place on Saturday, September the 21st. Check in at 7 a.m. Shotgun start at 8 a.m. And this is taking place at a new venue this year at the Shamrock Golf Course, which is located at 119625 Larkin Road in Corcoran, Minnesota. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Eileen at 763-233-9919. In regards to our next community announcement, another noted Filipino comedian. This Filipino comedian comes out of the Great White North, and that being, as some people like to call it, the Six, out of Toronto, and that is comedian Keith Pedro, who will be performing at the House of Comedy, which is located inside the Mall of America on the fourth floor, and that will be taking place on September the 25th. And if things go right as well, we will also have him, Keith Pedro, a comedian, just as we had this evening where we taped an interview with comedian Kevin Camilla. We're going to have Keith Pedro, hopefully on as a guest, leading up to his show here at the House of Comedy. Another event that is taking place from the Phil Minnesotan Association is their first annual inaugural pickleball social at the Drop Shot Pickleball Club at 1100 Shakopee Town Square in Shakopee, Minnesota on Saturday, October the 19th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Friends, and that is his name, F-R-E-N-Z, at 612-355-9043. And the next day, the Film and Association will be hosting a Toast of Excellence School with an event that will have more details to come, which seems to be a really big event that they're also doing in collaborations with the Minnesota Vikings Lions game that takes place at U.S. Bank Stadium at the Lions versus Vikings game on Sunday, October 24th. We should have more information in regards to that event. We will potentially speak with organizers from the FMA. More than likely, we may speak to Budava in regards to this event. But I guess in regards to get more information regarding this, you can contact Boo at 763-528-5768. On Friday, October the 25th, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans will be having their 53rd induction officers in Bloomington, Minnesota. And the theme for this event is Casino Royale. And in regards to one more community event, the Philippine Center of Minnesota will be having their PCM Coffee House Show. And this takes place on October the 25th. So actually earlier or the day before the CSFA's induction. And this will be taking place from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the Philippine Center of Minnesota at 1380 Frost Avenue. And for more information in regards to this event, you can contact Lyra at 612-501-4254. And right now we're going to play our second song of the evening. It is from the artist AJ Rafael featuring Jesse Barrera. And the name of this song is She Was Mine.
So I hopped on a train, 3 in the afternoon. I don't know when I'm coming back, but I hope that it's soon. See, I never thought that I'd ever leave your side
It's only physically, but know that you will be on my mind 24 hours at a time.
'Cause in my eyes, you were mine,
you were mine, yeah.
No matter where you go, I won't be very far. 'Cause in my head, I'll be right there where you are. 'Cause love is no distance, baby. Love is no distance, baby. No, not when it comes to you and me.
So she wrote me a letter, said the weather wasn't better, but she said that she was doing fine.
She said that she was doing fine.
I wanna see her face to face, it's what she wrote to me that day, and I knew that it was all a sign.
So I wrote back with a song, promise it won't be too long. Wanna make up for all the lost time. 'Cause in my eyes, you were mine, you were mine. No matter where you go, I won't be very far. 'Cause in my head, I'll be right there where you are. 'Cause love is no distance, baby. Love is no distance, baby. No, not when it comes to you and me. So I'm going through these boxes, my life's gone off track. 'Cause it's been 3 years and she hasn't written back.
But in my eyes, she's still mine. And I know it sounds so stupid to be waiting this long, but I'm still in love and I know I'm not wrong.
'Cause in my eyes, she was mine. No matter where you go, I won't be very far. 'Cause in my head, I'll be right there where you are. 'Cause love is no distance, baby. Love is no distance, baby. No, not when it comes.
when it comes to you and me.
And that was AJ Raphael and Jesse Barea with their track She Was Mine. Just remind our listeners, it is Pledge Drive here on KFEI, and feel free to support the Filipino American National News and all the great shows here at 612-375-9030, online at kfei.org/donate, or also searching the Filipino American National News on Facebook and Instagram and seeing our post on how you can donate to the show. For right now, we are going to end the show with a track from the reggae group out of the Bay Area of California. And the name of this track is Love, Peace, and Unity. And next week, stay tuned for our interview with comedian Kevin Camilla. But right now, after this song, you can listen for sound effects.
Listen up, people. This song here is a message. You want peace? You have to think peacefully. So put your weapons down. Stop the fighting. Come follow us. Element. Break it down. Picture with no war. Well, I'll be playing together, be no score. Brothers helping brothers, hand in hand. It's Jah's will, you know it's Jah's plan. Now we can't tap in, no, no, with no hand. You need to be at peace within yourself. And me, we'll be together as one family with love, peace. With no pain, no more suffering, people, no more shame. Unity is what we achieve. Our destination is what we believe. Now we can't tap in, no, no, with no hand. You need to be at peace within yourself. So start right here. With you and me, we'll be together as one family with love, peace.